For 3 months, the daily lives of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar has been filled with the most horrendous atrocities, systematic slaughter, rape and mass arrest. And for 3 months, much of the world has been silent. Muslims and human rights activists in the UK have been desperately trying to get the plight of the Rohingya Muslims on the agenda. MPs, lords, baronesses and prominent activists gathered at this event to mobilise concrete action.
Over 100,000 Rohingya Muslims have been made homeless and many of their houses have been burnt down. Mosques have been demolished and burnt down and the international community has been silent. And what we've said here is that the democratic movement in Burma, Aung San Suu Kyi, we've been supporting her for many years, but I'm appalled that she didn't say anything about the Rohingya Muslims.
100,000 people have been directly displaced inside the Rohingya community. The government has restricted aid to these areas. Another 300,000 are indirectly displaced. Over 1.5 million already live outside of Myanmar. The violence is brutal and relentless, and only the latest chapter in a long history of state-sponsored repression against the Rohingya population.
According to our information, 2,000 people are missing, 900 people have been killed, and still currently today the people are suffering without shelter food. There is no aid. Rohingya people have been suffering since 1962. It's about 5 decades now. So this is a systematic ethnic cleansing plan. Burmese government want to get rid of Rohingya Muslims from Arkan.
The latest violence erupted after 3 Rohingya men were accused of abusing a young girl. Any trigger was enough to escalate already simmering tensions. But yet, the political world has remained silent.
It's incredibly important to realise that we are in a particular moment of time. And that moment of time is where the international community wants to rehabilitate Burma, wants to bring Burma back into the international fold. And therefore, maybe some are thinking that raising this issue at this moment of time is not conducive to rehabilitating Burma.
With little or no political and media attention, much of the global activism on this issue is online. Brutally violent and heart-wrenching videos that go viral. Some turn out to be fake, others can't be independently verified. But with not even aid allowed into the affected communities, it's hard to know what's really going on in Myanmar, or how bad the atrocities really are. Nargis Moalery, Press TV, London.